H.L. Mencken had the name of the Sage of Baltimore, and another Baltimore writer has the moniker the Neighborhood Folklorist. This is Rafael Alvarez, who is born and bred Baltimorean and very much a part of the city. And it's lovely to welcome you to WBJC, Rafael. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's good to be here.
You know, they say that every writer has a single story and that they approach it from many different angles and use it in very different ways, but there is that essential story. Would you agree that that is true of you?
Yes, that's definitely true in my case, and it seems to be true whether I'm doing reporting, which I did for the Baltimore Sun for many years, whether it's fiction. I've published 3 collections of short stories. Or in my nonfiction, of which the new book, Crabtown USA, focuses on essays and memoir. And the story I'm telling, if you get all the way down to the real germ of it, is the basement of my grandparents' row house in southeast Baltimore, which is now called Greektown. It was called The Hill when my dad was young. It's where the fine Greek restaurants Samos and Icaros are, off of Eastern Avenue, and I live in that house. And it's long after my father's parents are deceased, and I sit at that table in the basement kitchen. Many East Baltimore row homes had kitchens in the basement in the days before air conditioning. It was cooler down there. And they would have large stoves in which they would can tomatoes and string beans and other fresh produce and steam crabs. And I sit at that table, and that's where I write my stories. And in my mind, Judith, I can go back to my very young days in the early 1960s, and I can name you every relative and friend of the family and merchant seaman and from a ship from Spain who sat down at our Sunday dinners, our big Sunday suppers. And not only can I see them in my mind, but I can tell you where they sat. I'm constantly circling the feel of that. I've written the specifics of it, both in fiction and nonfiction. It's where the big Christmas Eve, Mediterranean Christmas Eve feasts were. The Italians call it the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And I can see my grandfather frying squid and smelts, and my grandmother rolling out pasta dough. I'm trying to tell the history of Baltimore City from around 1925, maybe 1918, when my grandfather landed here from Spain off a ship, all the way up to the present, and I'm doing it almost in miniature, you know, one little row house at a time.
I think that if your name is floated, what comes to the surface most immediately is your association with The Wire and homicide life on the street. And I'm interested in how screenwriting fits in with all of the very diverse writing that you do, whether it's journalism or nonfiction or fiction.
Well, the first thing I would say about that is television is such a powerful medium. You know, I've been writing professionally almost 40 years. I got my first bylines as a 19-year-old, landed in the newsroom of the Baltimore Sun at the age of 20 and started getting bylines while I was still in college. TV represents about 15% of what I've done over the years. But as you say, that's the connection. And while I'm grateful for it, it doesn't really represent the full body of my work. But I am a working writer. So to remain solvent in a post-newspaper world, which we live in, I didn't expect the Baltimore Sun to implode before my very eyes through a combination of the internet and I would have to say greed and all the various corporate takeovers. So I learned to write a screenplay, you know, and happened to have the good fortune to be friends and colleagues with David Simon, who wrote the book Homicide that the NBC show was based on, who then sold a pilot to HBO called The Wire and invited me onto staff. I wrote for the first 3 seasons. And I know your listeners will be able to relate to this. The analogy would be a musician who can read sheet music. If you put the sheet music in front of me, I may squeak and squonk through the first 2 times, but I'm going to get it. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I'm highly literate in that way. I can apply my narrative skills to just about any genre. The one thing I don't really practice his poetry. So it's a matter of survival. And I'm a general practitioner. Closest to my heart is the fiction that I write about that East Baltimore basement that I told you about. But, you know, when work comes along, I eye up the job as a contractor might do. And if you need a new set of cabinets, fine. But if you want me to build you a house, I can do that as well.
I've been speaking to Rafael Alvarez, and his new book is coming out on December the 10th. This is called Crab Town, USA, just in time for the holidays. It's essays, memoir, again, a portrait of Baltimore. And there'll be a reading and signing at the Ivy on December the 20th at 6 p.m. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Rafael. Thank you so much for telling these stories.
Thank you, Judith. I appreciate it. And try to get some Frank Zappa on BJC.